Ulan wir haben sagen gehen per Zayin per per Dalin Mishnah Zayin bei Helles Bob Michia und Pissin hoch am Michia mit mehr Pissin hol ha Pissin mit mehr Michia wir gehen bis selber auf Pissin okay let's see over here the Raf bei Harris Bob Michia Pissin bei Harris Gris und his Gira Lusar schon was bei Michia und Pissin wer Litoi ja bei Harris Gris and you lock him up after 1 week we find the Michia and Pissin the Litoi everything is gewaltig guy has 2 strikes against him hol ha Michia gehen Shabal lecha a nega. So now the nega spread upon the michya. Tomei abeheres and neapisyoin. Holach apisyoin, kagoin, shekonsa abeheres. The beheres retreated. It retreated. V'chazul legris. You're still tomei mishum. The person is tomei mishum the michya. V'chein sel of the pisyoin. Im holach ha'echad tomei abeheres and neapisyoin. Okay, that concludes part one. Part two.
Very straightforward.
Part two. Now we have holcha. Now it's general halacha. Holcha v'chazur b'sam shua. Holcha, it went away, but v'chazur b'sam shua. So the person came to the kohen says, we got a problem. Go into hesker, and then in the middle of the week, it disappears. But at the end of the week, it came back. So even though it completely disappeared in the middle of the week, as long as it returns the end of the week, he's like nothing ever happened. He's now muska. If it's exactly the same size, he'll go into hesker a second week. If it got bigger, pisyoin, or let's say to Cyrus, or there was a michia, whatever it is, automatically he's going to become tame. The fact that it disappeared for a couple of days, went on vacation, went to the Catskills for a couple of days in the middle, is lo davar. You want to go spend all your time in traffic? Good for you. As long as you come back on time for the next appointment and you have a credit card that works, that's what counts. That's all that counts. Let's invite us. Now, what does that mean? That's the patur words. You come back a week later and it's gone. There's nothing there. And the kohen issues you a patur, like this week's parasha. Mioish. Miuish asher bona bayis v'loy chanucha yelech v'yoshel v'esod. This is number 4. Miuish asher yesh le'nega. Who has a nega and it disappeared? Yelech v'yoshel v'esod. Here is your petur. La'achar ha'petur. After the petur, he comes back and he says, Rabbi Meshuach Mochama, look, it came back. Tere'ek katechila. Let's start all over. We're going to start all over. Okay, next case. Haisa aza v'naseis keha, week, or keha v'naseis aza. Hari k'mosha haisa v'vat shalot tisma'et me'arbo'o marois, as long as it does not get less than the 4 marois. Now let's see that. That's part 2.
Rabbi, do you ever explain the difference between om and aza and keha or
no? Om is the main part of the nega. Let's see the Rav in this part. Ravi says, Holcha v'chazur b'sam shavua, kegoyin, for example, shehis kiroi, he locked him up, al beheris kegris, v'holcha beheris be'emsa ha-shavua, v'v'soif ha-shavua chazra. What's Oisri Beis over here? Oy b'soif shavua v'chazra bo bayom. Okay, it doesn't make a difference when it came back. When it go back day, it doesn't matter. As long as it comes back. Hari k'mo shehoisa u'maskiro shehesker sheni. Liachra Petur, the Roy Oisa Akoin Besaif Shua, Kishahol Chala, the coin gives a cook a rein, Vastutzachta, the Roy Sakoin Besaif Shua, Kishahol Chala, the coin looks at him at the end of the week, Kishahol Chala, and a Patroi, he's exempt. Okay, so it returns to the same location. Once already gets the petur, it disappeared, and he got a petur. If it comes back again, so then we start all over again. Okay, fine. Now, what about if it's keo azvasa keo? Rav, let's say it was aza, kashele kishiskiroi, vinasis keo, besev shu, we try and go in the sid, oi bikrum. Hesker, Harehi k'moshel ha'isa u'tu'una hezker sheni. So we say it's like what it was before. And therefore, u'tu'una hezker sheni k'mo omad be'inav. If it gets less than it was originally, then you go home, then you're free. All right, that's very straightforward. Yeah, that's straightforward.
Meaning that if it fluctuates amongst any amongst the four primary shades of white, it's considered kumo amad bein. It's considered amad bein. Right.
As long as it does not get lighter than the Dalmaris. Okay, next. Now we come to the part that's a little more complex. Why am I so tired?
Because you didn't have enough cups of coffee today. Because you're starving yourself.
I had a lot of food now. I want to make sure my teeth are very dirty for the dentist. I wanted to see all the schmutz. I ate too much for lunch over here. Some chazarai here.
Let me guess. Two bags of pretzels.
No, worse. I had sugar. They have some leftover Danishes here. Not Danish. Some I don't know. Some whatever they call these things over here. I'm very tired. Give me one second. Let me take a packet of coffee in my satchel. I don't know if it's kosher. I don't show it to you. It might not be kosher. This is kosher. This is kosher. Mushroom coffee. What's mushroom coffee?
I'm here to ask.
There's an OU on it.
Okay. What does it say?
That's OU.
40 steps. I don't know. Yeah, I see what it is. Mushroom coffee blend. Organic American coffee.
Okay. Someone gave it to me. What could be? The vaccine?
Well, I mean, it can only have a little bit of marijuana inside, that's it.
There's no marijuana in this.
Psychedelic mushroom.
It doesn't work. It puts you to sleep. It has a Milo, though, that it doesn't make you jittery. It's smoother. It has a certain smoothness to it. It doesn't make me like jittery. I only have a few more packs of this left, so it's not gonna make a difference anyway. I'm not gonna spend money on this. I only take things for free. Blessed art thou, the Lord.
Right.
Blessed art thou, the Lord, for. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nihyeh bidvaroi.
Amen. That's the bracha that you usually used to make.
This is mamish, the right bracha. It's kimeinu petirois. I'm making a bracha now on Kimeinu Petiros. You're supposed to make a shahakal on Kimeinu Petiros. No? Some hold that.
If it's not on the brachas, if it's not on the benching card, I don't know what to do. So
make a bracha. Some hold that potatoes are Kimeinu Petiros. And you're supposed to make a shahakal on potatoes. A potato. So you can't use the karpas then. If you hold it, you make a shahakal. If you make a shahakal on the potatoes, then you can't make use the karpas. Some talk hold that karpas is mamish begeder kimehen upetirois, like mushrooms. Roiv yinikosa me'avir. Even though they grow on the ground, doesn't matter. You make a shahakal. And some say the reason why you make a shahakal on potatoes is because it gives you satiation. It's like rice. It satiates you. Mimeli should really be making a mezoinois on potatoes. Potatoes have a property, have a koyach to give a person satiation. Therefore, you should make a mezonos on the potato. But you can't make a mezonos because maybe it doesn't give you satiation. It's not a mini dogon. So what do you do? Safek brachas. You can't make a adama because it might be a mezonos. You can't make a mezonos because it might be a adama. So what do? You make a shahakal, solve all your problems. I'm not joking. These are machalik zapoiskim. What brach make on potatoes? Only the people who take the vaccine, they make a bar pri adam. There's a correlation. The people who take the vaccine to those who make adam, because they don't do an investigation to know what's really inside. If you do an investigation, know what's inside, you wouldn't take the vaccine. You wouldn't be making a bar pri adam on a potato. You'd be making a shahakal on the potato, a shahakal on the potato. Only the Mr. Potato Heads, they make adam. If you're Mr. Potato Head, then you make wadama. You make wadama on a potato.
What does the living family use for carpas? Celery?
What do we use? We use potatoes. There's a god, I think he made a shahakal on potatoes the whole year round, but by the Seder he made a hadama for the karpas on the potatoes.
Yeah.
Then he was makel, or he was machmer.
So, how do you make a mezonos on egg matzah the whole year round? But in our case,
I make a mezonos the whole year round, and on Erev Pesach I also make a mezonos.
Oh, good for you. Especially for Shalom Shidus. Fine.
All right. You want to try some of this? Can I offer you something to drink? You would like to drink some of this?
I don't like coffee.
You don't drink coffee?
It stunts my growth.
They replaced all my blood with coffee a long time ago already. I only have coffee inside of me. I bleed coffee. I don't have any blood anymore. It's all gone. It's only coffee. A toast to Mr. Potato Head. A toast to Mr. Potato Head.
You heard, by the way, what happened to Mr. Potato Head, that they were getting rid of him.
Mister. He was a racist. He was a racist, Mr. Potato Head. Yeah. Only in America. Vita. Only because in America we have the real Mr. Potato Heads. That's why. Weiter in the Mishnah. I feel a little bit awaker. A drop more awake now. Fine. Aza, how about you? You awake? You feel awake?
I'm awake.
Aza v'naseis ke'akev. That's Aza. What?
We are awoke Mishnah this year.
You woke? America woke up. Aza v'naseis kev, kev v'naseis aza. You know a place in the area called Kea? I know, I'm not familiar with anywhere called Kea. I know Aza. Aza, there's a bunch of Meshugayim there. I'm not familiar with a place called Kea. Maybe that's Bnei Barak?
No, that's
already
Mukhlat Town.
That's what?
That's Mukhlat Town.
Mukhlat Town?
Yeah.
So someone told me the government, it's very easy for them to, for crime-wise, and all they need to do, instead of put everyone in jail in Monroe, you just need to build a fence around the whole Monroe.
there's an article in the New York Times years ago that Monroe, I think, is not the poorest county in the United States, amongst the top three. And they wanted to show that even though it's the poorest county, the crime rate is zero. Zero. You know, and I try to figure out, like, you look at the other areas where it's, you know, a certain other ethnicity and it's a very poor town and the family through the roof.
It's a mistake. It's not the poorest town. It's just the town where they don't report their tax. They don't report tax. They don't report income. There's something wrong with the formula. Don't look for the poorest town. Look for another place where they don't report income, and then we can have a discussion. The guy, they'll never understand. They can never figure us out because we can't figure ourselves out. What's economics? Orthonomics.
Have your father didn't write that book.
I don't know if you knew about that word. I saw that in Mishpacha magazine. Everyone's got a story. How do you survive? I don't know. Everyone in the Orthodox Jewish community has a story. How they survive. It's called orthonomics. It's like the UFOs they're talking about in the news. Who are they really referring to? Identified fat objects.
I'm not sure what it looks like.
The UFOs, unidentified from objects. From. What is from Rosh Hashanah? Full of, what is it, full of averos and no mitzvahs, something like that? You know the Rosh Hashanah are from?
Vincent mitzvahs.
Unidentified from objects. Full of rishis and a few mitzvahs. This is what the UFOs are that they're talking about. Weiter. It's like the way it was. Okay, over here, the rab. Okay, fine, we did it already. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah, the part three of the Mishnah. The part three of the Mishnah is the more difficult part of the Mishnah. Part three over here says, Kansa, Pasasa, Pasasa, Vikansa, Rabbi Kiva, Metame. This part is driving me crazy. What does this mean over here? Kansa, Pasasa, Pasasa, Vikansa, Rabbi Kiva is Metame, and the Chachal is Metanim. Rav, Kansa, Pasasa, Hecha, Desgira, Bebaheris, Gris. The guy was put in Heskir, Bebaheris, Gris, Uvisav, Shua, Kansa, and after 1 week he got less. Okay, so it's Kansa. The achar kach, and afterwards.
All right. Means it shrank.
No, so here's the point. This occurred to me. There's a chilek between holcha and kansa. In the beginning of the Mishnah, we said holcha. Now it says kansa. Holcha. What's the chilek between holcha and the word kansa? Holcha means it completely disappeared. Zero. Kansa means it did not completely disappear. And that's important. The reason why that's important is because if it completely disappears, and then you get a shtar patur, and then it comes back, you start all over again, fresh. But if it does not completely disappear, it's kansa. Kansa means it didn't, so it's tar. Which basically means you are a certified mitzora that's tar. You're not potter. You can go out into society, and everyone should get a badge. You get a star. I am a mitzvah. But it's okay. You can come near me. I can breathe on you. If I breathe on you, nothing's going to happen because Chazal have told me I'm tahar. When it's kansa, all kansa means is you have a nega, but you're tahar. Holcha means you don't have a nega. You just like all the other, all the other schnorrers out there. nothing special about you. If you have less, you have a neg and it's less than the size of a gris, you're a mitzara. And you're a mitzara. So kansa ufasasa, it went less than the size of a gris, but it's there. It's there. You're a chefza di isura. You're a walking danger to society, but you're tahar. And then it passes. Then it spreads. So what happens? And when it spreads exactly where it was before. Exactly where it was originally. So now that's the shot. That's going to be the dilemma. If it's kansa and you release your tar and then it goes back to where it was exactly, does that mean, oh, now it's called pisyon? Because the halach is if you have a nega and the nega, the kohen says your tar, but it doesn't disappear. And then this pisyon, you tame a muchlat immediately. No, it doesn't go by. What?
You're talking that it was kansa. Smaller to the size of a gris.
Less than a gris. Less than a gris.
Less than a gris. Correct.
So you're tahar. Now what happens? What happens if 2 weeks later or a month later, it spreads more than the size of a gris? Let's say it spreads to the size of 5 grisim. So what is the halacha? He's a muchlat immediately. We learned that in the beginning of the Masechta. In the beginning of the Masechta, we learned that if after 2 weeks nothing happens, let's say you have 1 week nothing happens, 2 weeks nothing happens. So what is the halacha? You go free. You go home free. That means you go home, you're tar, you have a nega that's more than a gris. You have a nega that's more than the size of a gris, but there's no michya, there's no ser lavan. So the kohen has no choice but to say, listen, 2 weeks, nothing didn't spread, you go free. And now let's say 6 months later, you go to the kohen, look, it's spread. It's more than the size of what it was before. You're a muchlat immediately. Right? So we learned. Miyat. Oh, but I was no heski. Yeah, you had your heski. You did your time. You did your time. You went into lockdown. Okay, lockdown for 2 weeks max. And then all of a sudden you got it, you're dead. You're dead. There's no grace period. Once you get it again, when it's pissed on, you're finished. So Mimela, here is a similar story. Here there was a nega, it was the size of, let's say, a gris, and now it's kansa, it's less than the gris, but it didn't go away. And now, let's say a period of time passes, and now it spreads, but only spreads to what it was originally. It doesn't spread more, that's not the typical case. The typical case is you have a nega and it stays exactly the same for 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, the kohen says it didn't spread your tahar. And then at some point in time, it spreads more. So then you tummy miyad. Here, you had a nega after 1 week, it kansa, less than the required shear. Okay, you go home. And now, after some period of time, it spreads back to the original size, not more. If it would spread more than the original size, I'm assuming, I'm making an assumption, that he's tamei miyad. He's tamei miyad. But here it did not spread more than the original size. It spread to exactly the original size. So the chakira is, do we say that since it was kansa, once it's kansa, that's not any more shaykh, a din of pisyoin. Once you experience kansa, basically the negas cancelled. And now if it spreads to the original size, that's not called pisyon. Pisyon will only be when it spreads more than the original size. Or do we say, no, since it retreated, that's significant. Now when it spreads to the original size, that's like the new pisyon. The new pisyon is when it spreads. That's the dilemma in this case. Machloikis, how do you look at a pisyon that comes after a kansa? We've only been learning the simple stuff so far. We've only been learning about a pisyon that comes after an omad bienov. There's an omad bienov. Oh, and then there's a pisyon. We have a nayadin now. There was a retreat. All troops go back to the base. Retreat. And then there's a pisyon. And the pisyon is exactly where they were before. Do we say the retreat resets the din of the pisyon? Or do we say the retreat is nothing. Garnished. If it goes back to the original size, that's not called a pisyon. That's the spread even more. That's the first dilemma. And the second dilemma is, next case is, let's say, posisa vikansa. So first is posisa, which means, oh, you're a mukhlat. You're a mukhlat. Get out of here. You're a goner. They put him into mukhlat land. Alice in mukhlat land. And then vikansa. And then it retreats. But where does it retreat to? it retreats to the original size, to what it was before the what to what it was before. So
shy. But it's constant to the size of larger than a gris, right?
Larger than a gris.
So why isn't that considered amad bema?
Why it's not called a retreat? Once there's a pasisa, that's called the pisyoin. In order to undo the pisyoin, it has to retreat more. You see, it's totally zebzeb. What is called a pisyoin? What's called undoing a pisyoin? I think that's now it's coming clear why these two are linked together. There was pasisa, gvalda, it spread. Now you want to undo the pasisa. How do you undo the pasisa? The way you undo the pasisa is machlokes. One says it has to just undo exactly what the pasisa was. That's called undoing it. Or some say no, the repair has to be better than the damage. The damage was there was a pisyoin. To undo the pisyoin, there has to be a retreat that's even larger than the pisyoin. Just like when it said kansa, now, first machlokes in this section, there was a nega and it was kansa, and then it returned. So you want to go say now it's a pisyoin, it was kansa, and now you want to go say, and it came back. Oh, coming back is called pisyoin. The new pisyoin has to be greater than the kansa. In order to flex your muscles, to show that you're a gavra, you have to outdo where you're coming from. If the zayda only knew, say the moyed, I know say the nashim also. Ich bin greater. You have to show better. You have to show that you're better. He has $1 million house. I have a $2 million house. These guys, they're just drinking Taster's Choice. I got the real stuff.
So, if it shrinks, so it has to shrink to less than a gris for that, in the case of Pasta Vakansa, according to Rabbi Akiva, to be considered tar. It would have to shrink to less than a gris, right?
Well, no, I'm not even so sure. Let's see the Rav, how the Rav explains. Kansa, this is a very hard part of the Mishnah. This Mishnah is mamish from the Shveres to Sugis and the Gan Shas. Kansa pasa, hecha deshes gida bebeheres kegris, ubesav shuar kansa, after 1 week it was kansa, v'yachar kach pasasa esmoka makinus v'lo yoyser. Oi, can now we come to the next part? She pasasa besoif shavua, it spread. And the male is a muchlat. No other way about it, right? The achar kach konsa es mokoyim ha-pisyo.
The Kohen thought when it was pasisa?
Has to be.
But how can you see pesof ha-shavua?
He comes on day one, and there's a nega. And the nega is the size of a gris. There's no simonim. There's no wine here. There's no michya. So what's the halacha? Hesker comes back on day 7. What does he see? He sees pisyoin. Right? It says pasasa. Pisyoin after 1 week, muchlat. Muchlat. Then he gets a telephone call. And he says, guess what, Rabbi? I want to go home. I want to be released. I'm healed. I've been healed. Because my nega has retreated. So the rabbi says, how much did it retreat? It retreated exactly the same amount that it spread. It was originally a gris. It went to two grisim. Now it's one gris. It retreated exactly what it spread. The rabbi says, nope, that's not good enough. In order for the pisyoin to go away, it has to retreat more than what was originally. Aisha Pasasa, besides. Yeah?
What does it say that? I think you might be reading too much into it.
I don't know. We have to see the bottom. We have to really see the bottom. We'll explain. Aisha Pasasa, besides Shavuot, Viaka Khansa, Esmokama Pisan, Velo Yaisa, not a drop more. Rabbi Akiva Matami in both cases. Why? Shrei Pasa. it spread. In both cases, it spread. In the first case, it spread. In the second case, it spread. Na'ilis v'chamat harim, she'ein ze pisyon. Why not? El arei k'mo shechoysa, v'i koi b'sav shuvah rishoyin. So therefore, you're back to where you started. If you're b'sav shuvah baski arkes k'shen, v'i koi b'sav shuvah sheni, paito b'vitar. Okay, we'll have to see the Mepharshim to explain this. There's more going on behind the scenes that need some hesber. I don't have clarity at all. Let's see over the Mepharshim on page 29. Eshim v'teisha. What's the significance of that number? I don't know. Zayin, Hakdama, Mishnah Seinoy Sekes v'Beheresh Sheniye Shinui Simoni Atorah Sheniye Shinui B'Simoni Atorah. Tatuma Shaba. There's a shinui in the Simoni Atuma Shaba. Oy b'mare haloyven shela. Either in the white collar. Oy shaholcha v'chazra. Okay, so there's going to be over here. Nachma. Mishnah was saying that she nihiya. There was shakol nihiya nihiya. How do you say that bracha? Baruchatu Hashem. Okay, b'lochem shakol nihiya nihiya. What's the chilek? Nihiye, nihiya, was, I don't know the difference. What's the difference?
You're assuming that I make the bracha.
Shahakol nihiye. Bidver, it's the future tense, right? Shahakol nihiye, everything will be. Shahakol nihiye, nihiya.
We don't have a word nihiya.
We say nihiya, that's really what it says in the Siddur. All right, now we're getting off topic. Let's stick to the topic. Sheniye shinei b'simone hatoma shabo ay b'mariach haloyven shalo, either in the whiteness oy shaholcha v'chosha. It went away and it came back. Fine. Michya t'meh b'mnei ha'pesyoin pshita yesh loymar. What's the chiddush? He's coming over here from the yesh loymar. B'mariach ha'cha shalo hichlita ha'koin rak avur simen hatoma sh'ovar acha avur ha'simen. Sha'ovar achar akach the kamash malon the avgav shlo yichlita avu simen to mahani shavgav shlo yichlita avu simen to
mahani.
Afilu hachid dinam machlo olaf. In other words, he only said your tamei for the original only one of the two. He did not declare each one to be an independent simen. He declared him tamei only for one of the two simen. Nachon yeshu demarach shlo yichlita akayin rak avu simen to mahani sha'ovar. Acharkach, which will pass later on. He only made him declare it and tell me for the simon that no longer is here, that already passed away. It's avar, it came to pass. The chiddush is, even though he did not make a new declaration that you're talking because of the new problem, the kamash one avagav does lo yichlid avor simon that tumash anisha adayin, afilu hachi called dini muchler lo. Fine. Now, next part. Aza v'naseis. Ayn Rav, at first he stroll cost of mash shagam bi irak kach la achar shapotroy nishar bituroy kibat chilo av shana asesa shenishtan and maris hanega. Eve, let's say, gets a patur. Let's say 2 weeks pass and nothing happens. So the halach is he's exempt. Let's say after he's exempt, the nega changes color. So maybe you can argue and you can say that since the nega changed color after he was exempt, since the nega did indeed change color after the nega after he was exempt, we should be remitame him. We should remitame him. Okay, kamash mulan. We do not say that if the person gets a shtar pitur because the nega did not change one iota for 2 weeks in a row, and he gets a pitur. And then after the patur, the nega changes to a different color, white. Doesn't make a difference. It's considered the same thing, and he remains in his exemption. Okay, now we come to the case, the Shvera case. We come now to the most difficult sug in the Ganshas. The Ganshas, it's my favorite Mishnah in the Ganshas. It's the most difficult sug. If you know what it means, you're in good hands. Get to go to the front of the bus. Kansa, what? Kansa upasasa. What does this mean? It was kansa pasa. Harash perish. Kishai shiskiru kigvigris, the oid. They locked him up bichgris v'oy. Ah. So he's saying over here, Nayadin. He's saying you're starting out when it's more than a gris. Ah. So he's saying over here, it's not like what we learned.
It has to be at least a grit.
More than a grit, he says. But oid.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Well, I mean we're going to see to where it's, constant to what size, but right now it's a gris plus. Okay?
So it's 10. Let's say a gris is 9 adoshim. There are 9 lentils. 9 lentils and then a gris, and this is 10. So right now it's 10. We're starting over with 10. But still, we have number 10. So how much pressure should skip the gris of oid? And after 1 week, so now it's down from 10 to 1 to 9. It was 10, and from 10 it turned into 9. Okay, the shuv pasa oi pasa the shuv pasa oi pasa the shuv konas. We are called mul enia coin, right in front of the eyes of the coin. Nochemol,
and when he says vehu mul enia coin, he means that it's on one of the appointed days that the coin comes to see the Nega, right?
I don't know.
I mean, the coin is not coming in the middle of the week when the guy calls him up and says the Nega's changing in front of my eyes. The coin is not running to see him.
Okay, you're right. Fine. It's one of the days. Fine. Okay. Now the Afar Rambam should the smart of Besuchi Meir Hesked nearish in Kavanos of Besuchi Meir Shuwa. El knows the Rambam should the smart of Besuchi Meir Hesker. Rav Rambam should cause the smart of Besuchi Meir Hesker nearish in Kavanos of Besuchi Meir Shuwa. Ella the Kavanos of the Soif Hesker called Shloi Patra Kain. So he's saying that either the Rambam may mislead you, and from the Rambam's words, it may be mashma that it was the smart in the middle. It means that the coin is seeing the middle. No, it means really the day of when the appointment day. The Atiferes Shol Perish Mar Baracha B'Hacha B'Yoyse Michgris. V'Ratzulam Masha B'Sofer Yishin. The first end of the first week. Matzah Shekonsa Ad Kigris. V'Chazar V'Hiskir Shavu Asheni. V'Sof Shavu Asheni Matzah Shechazu Apashta. Oyish Sof Shavu Rishon Oyish Sheni Matzah Shepashta Hanega Shepashta Shepasas Hanega V'Timay. Okay, that's now going to part two of the Mishnah. Now he's coming to part two of the mission. Now the only new thing that he's telling us that we didn't have before was he tells us in the beginning of the Mishnah, we learned incorrectly, is that it starts off where it's 10. And then when it's konsa, it's still 9. Now I guess the reason why he's saying that is because I made a mistake, and I told you before is that because I guess once it gets to below 10, then it's a patur, gansin. That's that not just a patur, that's like holcha. I told you that if a guy has a nega that's less than the size of a gris, so he has a nega. It's just his tar. That's a mistake, it seems. A nega less than the size of a gris is not a nega, period. That's called holcha. It completely disappears. And male, if it now all of a sudden it gets larger, you start all over again. It's like a brand new series. It's a new season. You start all over again with a whole new hezki. You can't become tummy immediately. The only time we apply this principle, that if a person has a nega, 2 weeks go by, nothing happens. And then it spreads, he's instantly tameh, becomes a mukhlat instantaneously. That's only because you always maintain the shear of a gris. But if you start out with a gris and you go less than a gris, you don't have a nega period. If now, after you're exempt, it is a pisyoin and it goes more than the gris, that's a new nega. That's considered to be a new nega, and you're not going to become instantaneous, it's not going to be an instant muchlat, because you can't be an instant muchlat. The only time you can become an instant muchlat is when you've always maintained at least the shi'ur of a gris. Because in that case, you have a nega. In order for you to become tahar from that nega, if it doesn't spread, then they let you go home. But you have a gris. You can't deny the fact that you have in your body a gris. You're in a lot of trouble. But let's say you have a nega that's less than the size of a grist, that's not a nega. Then you have nothing. Then it spreads more, then you start all over again. That was the point which I made a mistake. At least it's now the single V. Single V here is the case is going. So now let's go back to the Mishnah. Maybe that makes more sense. Kansa. Over here you have a nega that's gris v'oid. It's 10. Kansa. And now it goes to 9. So you're always having a gris. The shaila is kansa. So on week number 1, it's 10. You go on day 1. Day number 1, it's 10. You show it to the kohen. The kohen puts you in hesker. Come back after week 1, it's kansa. Oh, it went down. It went down from 10 to 9. And what's the halacha? The halacha is you have another week of hesker. That's the halacha. Isn't that the halacha? I think that's part of the chiddush. If a person has a nega, and the nega is, let's say, 15, let's say it's 20. Groyser nega. A groyser rebbe. A groyser rebbe mit a groyser nega. He has a groyser nega the size of 20. So what does the kohen say? Sir, you're going into hesker. He comes back a week later. There's no michya. There's no ser lovan. But the baheres has gone from 20 to 10. 50%. Where can you get such a good investment? He said they have the Amor Dikate from Bill Gates. He says that if I would invest, what do you say? Some billion dollars, I would get on it. I would get 20, I'll come away with $20 billion. But to invest in the vaccines, my investment in the vaccine, I'm going to bring in $200 million. It's a gold mine. Gold mine, the vaccine. He said they had interviewed him a while ago. No greater investment. To get the people to take the vaccine, because he's going to make anything he invests in, the most he can get, he said, is a certain amount, but in the vaccine. No wonder Fauci was communicating with him in the emails, because he's making $200 billion off the vaccine, Bill Gates. And everyone has to take it. And this is just, again, he said, just wait until the next pandemic. This is just, he said, this is just like a practice run. For the next pandemic, when everyone will be used to, be controlled to take the next vaccine, and he's going to pay for it, and he's going to make another 200 and make even more money. And then they said, what should we do? Should we stop people from paying? He basically said they're going to stop people from paying, giving them social security benefits if you don't take the vaccine. So he had this big smile broke out on his face. Wow, that's a good idea. Take away people's social security. If you don't want to take if you don't have a badge that says you took the vaccine, we take away your social security. And he broke out with this big smile. When I saw that, I said to myself, you are the biggest Russia the world has ever seen. You know what it's like not to have money? You ever feel what it's like to have daigus? How am I going to pay my bills? You know how it feels? It's all-consuming. All-consuming. And you rich man, have more money than anyone in the whole world, and you're laughing? You're laughing at threatening people to take away the social security benefits the last few years in this world? This person, I have no doubt in my mind, is from the most wicked people in this world. No doubt in my mind. When I saw the way he laughed, I thought right away, this is like Tzor. Tzor. The bracha Shayotzar comes from Tzor. Hashem said, who do you think you are? You built yourself a little spaceship over there. Melech Tzor, Yechezkel. Bill Gates is the modern day Tzor. Got to go back there, check out those psukim, see what it says there about people like Bill Gates. Mamish, a piece of dreck.
Unbelievable. So we started out with something, and then it changed less than the size of a grist.
No. Now in the case of...
Hold on. in that scenario, he's tar right away. He doesn't go back into hazard.
Right.
Yeah. We started out with something that's more than a gris.
Right.
And it grew to still more than a gris. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Chacham.
No, that's not the machlokes. The machlokes is if it gets bigger, it returns. Is that called? If it gets smaller, that's nothing. Then, so what happens? The coin puts him away. Look, the first week, what happens is it's exactly, let's say it's more than a gris, it's 20. And he comes back a week later, now it's 10. It's kansa. No, now here's the, I didn't appreciate this at the beginning. If it's kansa, you remain in hesker. This is the tohus that I made when we learned this yesterday and today. If you start out with a nega the size of 20 and it goes down to 10, what's the halacha? You go back for another week of hesker. Insurance will pay for this. You go back for another week of hesker. Hesker center. Why? Because there are no simonim mufakim. You don't have two hairs. You don't have a michya. Oh, but it shrunk. It didn't shrink enough. In order for you to be released, it has to be less than a gris. It's still more than a gris. So it was konsa, but not ad kedei kach, where you're going to go free. You're still going to be in hesker.
So it's considered amad be'ena.
Right. It's considered amad be'ena. And now, week number two, it spread. But where did it spread to? To exactly where it was originally. So this is the machlokes. Is this called a pisyon? Do we say that the threshold, the starting point, the benchmark, that's the word. Weltumschank. The benchmark of pisyon is reset after it was kansa on week number one. Or do we say nothing doing? The benchmark for pisyon is established on day one. When do we establish the benchmark for pisyon for week three? Is it established on week one? We remain at that standard, or do we say it's no week two if it shrinks in week two? So we reset the benchmark for pisyon in week number three. Is week number three gonna stelzach to the Mesoire from day number one? It's going to go back to Sinai? Or it's going to be a more modern approach? On week number three, we go to week number two. Best of the mention. Week number two, this is where we go back to. Now let's go to what's the next case. Now with this Yisoy, the next case is Pasus, so the other way around. The other way around is where he says, Namash Beferish. After week number one, it spreads. So the guy's a goner. Okay, it's 10, and now it's 20. Sir, it's 20. You went from 10 to 20. You're a goner. Mukhlat. I'm writing you a prescription for mukhlat. He's a mukhlat. And then the kansa. And then he calls up the coin. He tells the coin, guess what? It went from 20 back to 10. It went from 20 back to 10. So here it is. You're undoing your pisyon. But you're undoing it, the kansa. Is that called an undoing of the pisyon? When it goes from 20 to 10, Rabbi Akiva is metame. So Rabbi Akiva, in both of these cases, a little bit confusing. You have to see the chart on the bottom. Maybe we'll explain more. Rabbi Akiva says it's metame. Rabbi Chama says it's metarim. We need to see the chart. I wasted too much time over it. We didn't get to do the chart. I gotta go. Mamash gotta go. We have tomorrow, so tomorrow we'll start with the chart. I have to go to the dentist.
I understand. We also didn't do the Taisha Center. We didn't do that.
I don't want to. Taisha Center is too confusing for me. It throws me off. It throws me off. I'm not too smart. I'm not smart. I only can handle Taisha Center. I have to first learn the basics. All right, solution tomorrow. I'm sorry for the delay, but it's very hard for me. I'm not so smart. I need to think it through. I'm not a smart guy. I only can go that fast with this stuff. It's very hard. It's very hard stuff. Never learned this stuff.
Would you like to drive me to that?
No, of course not. Yeah. Of course not. I want to think about life when I walk on the streets. What am I going to do in the next lifetime?
If you bump into people on Avenue M, do not ask them about this Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Hachamim about Kanso Pasasa. They will probably not know the correct response.
Why? I thought everyone knew this stuff. I thought I was the only one who didn't know this. I thought we were living in the ears of Kula Torah. All right, I gotta go. Thank you very much for learning with me.
Welcome to the show of the